Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And then there are stone idols that people bow down to. And the Lord said, don't even pray repetitious prayers. In other words, what you need beads to pray for. And you say the same prayer over and over and over and over. That's just what he said, don't do. He said, because you think you'll be heard for your much repetition. No. So we need to dispose of some of this stuff and get the idols out of the way so that we can truly serve the one true living God. Amen. I'm not critical of people, but the devil is the devil. If it's of the devil, it's of the devil. Don't fool yourself. Rome is not the headquarters. Heaven is the headquarters. The rogue lion. That's what the enemy is. He's a rogue lion. His activity is increasing among humanity. Desperation. Knows time is short. The only safe place, hear me, church, the only safe place and victorious place is in the position, the high position that God has prepared for us, the heavenly place in Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And we have been raised up and we are seated there together with him. Tell somebody right now, don't you ever forget that. Whatever's going on down here, whatever's going on around you, don't ever forget that you are raised up and you are seated with him in the heavenly realm, far above all this stuff. Amen. As he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. What does that mean? He in heaven is a physical Christ. That's right. Yes, he is. Still got the nail prints. Yes, sir. We on the earth are a physical being. He on earth is in the spirit. We in heaven are in the spirit. As he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. We are one and the same. Amen. I said we are one and the same. So we can pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I know it's close to us after 12 o'clock. I figured it'd be after 12. Well, I'm not going to be long with you here. Because you already got your breakthrough. You already. Tell somebody, I already got mine. I can dance on out of here. Let's look at Ephesians 2:6. No, let's look at Ephesians 1:17, 2:6, and then 3:10. I'll repeat them again for you. 1:17, Ephesians. What we're doing right now, we're building in the Spirit. We're building into the Spirit. This is building material. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Pray this with me right now. Father, I ask in faith for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. Amen. That's first things first, the spirit of wisdom. I know wisdom is a person. Wisdom is Christ. Christ is the wisdom of God. But I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, not mere information. We're loaded, bombarded with information. But in that information, sometime God will send you a revelation. We want the spirit of revelation so I can pick out what is the revelation of God versus just information. Amen. He'll give that to you. Pray that often. Give me chapter 2, verse 6. And has raised us up. Okay, he's given us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The only safe place. And you got to be mindful of this. Don't you forget this. Don't get caught up in your feelings. What things going on around you. Know that you are seated with him. You are in him. What do you have to fear? You are in him and you are seated with him in that heavenly place, far above. Get it back over. Far above, in heavenly place, in Christ Jesus. Give me chapter 3, verse 10. Y'all still tracking with me? Chapter 3, verse 10. To the intent. Now, what is this all about? To the intent that now to the devils, principalities, the powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. What are we talking about here? The King James kind of makes it confusing. What God is saying here that it's through you that I'm going to make known the ways of God to these principalities and powers. They're going to be subjected to you. They're going to know my authority and power through you. I'm making it known through you. You the ones. That's how they're going to know this. Through the church, that's through you. It goes back to you having authority. And exercising authority. Tell somebody right now, be intentional.
Be intentional.
Father, I curse the spirit of passivity. That spirit of intimidation. Laodicean spirits, careless spirits. I curse the root in Jesus' name. Die. Bear no more fruit. From this day forward, as you go into this new season, new beginning, and as you're on the threshold, be intentional. Stop being afraid to fail. If you fail, know that you're going to fail forward.
Hallelujah.
You are just failing into the everlasting arms of God. It's not like you're out there trying to do your own thing. You're following him. Failure is sometimes part of an equation because it'll cause you to surrender. And God just reboots you. Reproofs of instruction and correction are the way of life. God will keep you on course. Happy is the man whom God chastens. What does chastening mean? God's bringing you back into the pattern. That's all. He's not, tell somebody, he ain't mad at you. You're the apple of his eye. You're the love of his life. He ain't mad at you. He's bringing you back into the pattern. That's how much he values you. So it's you and I that are going to show the principalities and powers the power of God. what his plan is. Let me say this as we wind this down. Woe to the carnal man. I have to say that. Woe to the carnal Christian. The sinner that refuses God. Overcomers are ascending. It might be tough, but look at where you are versus where you were. Versus where you're going. Overcomers are ascending while the enemy is descending. That's what's happening. The overcomers are ascending. He didn't say that would be easy. Sometimes it's all out warfare, but you cannot be stopped. You cannot be denied. What God has purposed is coming to pass. He's going to take you there. But it's not without a fight sometimes. Tell somebody what's yours is yours. You're going to get it. What's yours is yours. But we are not those that feel like we are entitled. Now there's some effort on our part. And God says, it's yours. How much you want it? How much do you really want it? Because see, somebody that really wants something, when they get it, they'll steward it well. Just drop it in the lap all the time, they may not steward it well at all. They may waste it or squander it. Amen? Somebody got it? A spiritual realm and reality for the saints is that the saints, the overcomers, are ascending. I got to get you to know that. They don't matter. If you're not growing, you're dying. But you're not dying, you're growing. Ain't no standing still. Ain't no neutral. You're growing. It may not all look pretty. It may not all feel good. It may not all be like you thought it should be. But look around. You ain't where you used to be.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.